I will not be silent. We will worship the name of the Lord. Good morning, my brothers, and may the glory of God be with you, indeed, to the National Men's Ministry leadership. We have come today simply to worship the name of the Lord. And this morning, we are blessed to be alive on the 24th day of June 2020. And so as we've come today, I will always worship the name of the Lord. I give him all that he has. Romans chapter 12 and verses 1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds. I want you to know, my brothers, that the battle is for our minds. The battle is to take over our minds. And indeed, once our minds are taken over, then our bodies follow. Today, the worship of God comes through and to and through our minds. God wants us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. How do we renew our minds? Our minds are renewed when we are in Christ. Those that are in Christ, all things shall become new. And so this morning, it's important for us to be grafted into God. It's important for us to be in Christ and Christ in us. The second part of understanding how to renew our minds is to hide our hearts or hide the word of God within us. It's important for us to center our lives around the things that are true, the things that are honest, the things that are just, the things that have a good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. We must indeed cause our minds to be habitual in the things of God. And that's how we are transformed by the things that we read, and committing our hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so today I want to encourage you, and I'm encouraged today, that I will not be conformed to this world, but my mind shall be transformed by its renewal in the word and in the presence of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. The word of God must be in us and through us. God bless you. May he keep you today in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Be transformed by the renewing of your minds. God bless you. Have a tremendous day.